Good evening. I am Paige Estrotori with the Weekly Finance News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. First up, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is sounding the alarm on Australia's economic situation. They caution that Australia must urgently address economic challenges involving budget repairs and business investment. Alarmingly, business investment in Australia is scraping a near four-decade low, with the country ranking among the lowest in investment performance among developed nations. The OECD's concern over fiscal sustainability underlines the importance for Australians, particularly those with middle to upper middle income, to stay cognizant of macroeconomic trends and keep close tabs on government policies. Next, global macro strategist Gerard Minack voiced out at a recent Morgan Stanley conference, dubbing Australia a stagnation nation. He cited flatlining real incomes and declining per capita growth as primary concerns. Minack advocated for policy reforms to reinvigorate Australia's economic vitality, focusing on key areas like migration policies, tax incentives, and affordable energy policy changes. His insights demand attention from Australians on how stagnant incomes could impact personal budgets and investment strategies. Now, let's turn our focus to the transport industry. The Australian Trucking Association is rallying for a sizable $5 billion investment in highway upgrades across the next 10 years. They believe this initiative will bolster transportation efficiency, reduce shipping expenses, and alleviate cost of living pressures for average Australians. The proposal includes numerous measures, such as incentives for renewable diesel production and a voucher scheme for electric trucks. However, fruitful implementation will hinge on the cooperation between government and industry stakeholders, and if properly executed, this could lead to significant cost savings and sustainability benefits. Lastly, positive signs are emerging from the Australian truck and van market. Though there's an overall 11.8% decrease in sales year on year, we've witnessed signs of recovery in the third quarter of 2025. The Truck Industry Council predicts this year to rank as the third best year on record for heavy vehicle sales. TIC CEO Tony McMullen hints at potential stability ahead, and such steadiness is cautiously promising for future industry growth and investment opportunities. So as we conclude another week of finance news, it's clear that some urgent economic issues need addressing, but also that encouraging signs of recovery and resilience are present in certain sectors. As always, stay informed, stay prepared, and for more financial information and loan services, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off until next Tuesday on the Weekly Finance News Wrap. We hope to see you then.